So, we are at Cafe Victoria, and we all are drinking something different this time around. We were kind of compelled to all order a drink instead of sharing one like we've done at the past cafes, so I am drinking a latte.
I have a macchiato.
I have another latte.
And I have Americano.
Yes, this is a bit of a diversion from the founding intentions of the crawl. This is billed, I guess, as an authentic Italian cafe, which, you know, that's nice, but I would never bring a laptop in here.
Oh, I feel like I was like imposing on the environment or something.
I also feel like they'd yell at us.
But that being said, I kind of like the vibe. It's very retro, lots of antiques.
I was gonna say, this is like very specific, but I feel like I'm like in the party scene of an Audrey Hepburn movie.
I think this is what I expected environment-wise from anything on the main drag of the North End.
Yeah.
That's not to say, though, that the North End only has this to offer. I know, like, Stumptown Coffee Roasters is around the corner. But if we were to go somewhere to characterize, like, a coffee option here, I think this is very fitting.
Kind of a heavier latte, but I do like that. It's, like, a good foam consistency as well.
I'm kind of getting, I don't know, usually when I get, like, a macchiato, you can still taste the espresso and, like, crickle your nose at it. Like, oh, Jesus, that's strong. This is, I would not know. It's, like, not overwhelming.
I think the main thing I like about the latte is not as much a remark on the coffee as much as it is the steamed milk. I really like how the foam is, like, keeping. I can't stand when I get a latte and the foam is already sort of, like, bubbling off. It's just like, come on, I'm a member of your club. Yeah.
don't you want to know my last
names?
Don't you want to know our last names? I'm one of you.
Don't you want to know our last names?
It's the worst because my dad is like very dark skin, dark hair. He kind of,
Yeah, so is mine.
Like a grown up fatter Mike.